The books remain, although they have to be retrieved from an off-campus warehouse. Instead, the third floor of CAPN is a cyberspace for cyber students, computers, lots of computers, a cafe, video recording studios, group study rooms, study alcoves, and oh yes, it's open 24/7. Austin Booth is vice provost for university libraries. Booth says today's students learn differently.
They access the world on their smartphones, on their tablets, on their iPads, any way they can get it. And they're able here not only to access information, but create information in the multimedia studios and presentation rooms. So it's about creating knowledge, not just absorbing knowledge.
Booth says UB still has 4 million books in the university library system. Oscar Silverman was a distinguished scholar of James Joyce and longtime head of university libraries. Academic Affairs Senior Vice Provost Scott Weber says it's a library complex for this century.
The entire third floor of the Silverman Library is now open. It's light-filled. It's technology-rich space that celebrates the mission of the university and reflects the changing landscapes of learning, scholarship, and the libraries of the 21st century.
The cafe in Silverman is something of a throwback to old libraries, despite the latest in food and coffee. It's called Whispers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.